Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Christine George, President of Marketing at Leading Edge Real Estate, and today we're talking about email marketing. And I want to share with you why I believe that email is not dead. In fact, it is extremely viable, and I believe it's a very important part of your overall marketing strategy. So I like to say that email marketing is digital marketing's firstborn child. I don't know if you remember back in the day when email just came out and AOL would have a notification and you'd hear the words, "You've got mail," and we'd get really excited that somebody actually emailed us. In fact, one of my favorite movies is You've Got Mail. It's with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Really, really cute movie centered around this whole thing about having email. Well, email has evolved, as you all know, and today we just get inundated and bombarded with promotional emails. I don't know about you, but every morning, one of the first things I do is I go through my email, and overnight, it seems like I get anywhere from 25 to 40 promotional emails, and these are all emails, for the most part, to organizations, companies, people that I've subscribed to. Sometimes I find that they just sort of, the problem is that a lot of these companies, they send too many emails out. So that's really one of the key things we want to talk about today is, you know, what's the right amount of emails. But I go through and I just knock out, you know, 25 to 40 promotional emails that happen to come into my inbox overnight. And then I also find myself every, 4 to 6 months, I just go through and I unsubscribe. I kind of take an inventory to, you know, all of the lists that I'm on, and I say, you know, are these relevant to me anymore? Am I paying attention to them? Am I opening them? Am I engaging with them? And if I'm not, I will unsubscribe. And I'm sure you guys are doing the same thing. But what I want to tell you today is that email marketing is still the single most effective way to reach and convert your clients and your prospects. And the reason is that you own the list, which means that you have full control over the content that you put out there, the consistency, how many times, the frequency, how many times you're emailing people, and what it is that you want to say to them. And I think when you think about creating content and nurturing relationships and, talking to people within your sphere of influence, email is a huge way to be able to do that. The key really is to get it right, to be able to get people to click and open your emails and then engage in the content that's inside. So what I want to talk about today is what are the things that we can be doing or that you guys can be doing to actually increase the overall engagement and the action taken in your emails. Because at the end of the day, you own your list, and it is the single most effective way to be able to communicate with your sphere of influence, with your prospects, with your clients on a regular basis. So I've got 5 tips that I believe are really important in terms of making email marketing work for you. So tip number 1 is to start with a compelling subject line. So if you think about your own inbox and you think about the subject line, you know, who it's from and what they want to talk to you about, chances are if the subject line is compelling, if it's important, if it's relevant, you're going to open that email. So the subject line is really the first thing that you see. So you want to make sure that your readers don't pass it by. So one way to create a compelling subject line is by using emojis. Emojis is one of the best ways to increase the open rate of your emails. Also, emails with a personalized subject line increase your overall open rate. Personally, I use a tool called Headline Analyzer, and we'll put that link to Headline Analyzer in the show notes. It's a free tool that you can put your subject line into, or if you're writing a blog or creating a piece of marketing collateral, you can put your headline in there, and it will give you a sense of, it'll rate it basically and give you a sense of, you know, how likely somebody is to engage with that headline and want to know more. So the first one, start with a compelling subject line. Number two is to incorporate 3 to 4 pieces of content. So I work with agents every single day. And, you know, one of the things I encourage agents to do is to do a regular email newsletter. I really, really believe that this is a super important way to keep in touch with your sphere. And sometimes it can feel a bit overwhelming. What kind of content am I going to create? How long is it going to take? I mean, the whole process can seem overwhelming. So I suggest that you keep it pretty simple. Think about a maximum of, 4 pieces of content, anywhere from 3 to 4 pieces of content. So it could be anything like a market report, a recently listed or sold property, a community event, maybe a seasonal tip. Each of these are pieces of content that you can change up each and every time you send your email out. So again, and for some of these things, you know, you're not actually creating the original content. In many instances, you are actually curating content. The content already exists. So for us at Leading Edge Real Estate, we have a monthly market report that we publish to our blog at leadingedgeagents.com/blog. And I highly encourage our agents to basically link to our blog, you know, the market report. If you're an active listing agent or, you know, an active sales agent, you can always talk about a recently listed property or a property that you recently sold. Or maybe you put a testimonial in there. I've seen a lot of agents lately do a really nice job taking a picture of their client in front of the house and getting a really nice testimonial and posting those on social media. There's no reason why you can't also take that piece of content, repurpose it, and place it as a piece of content inside your email newsletter. Many agents are involved in community events. You're local to your local town, your local market, your local community. And not only are you, many agents, you know, heavily involved in their local community, but, you know, they have families who participate in so many of the events that take place in the community. Your email newsletter is a fantastic way to take what's happening in your community and promote it out there to your sphere. And then a seasonal tip, you know, or a staging tip or a decorating tip. I mean, there's so many things out there, and, you know, so many agents have sort of a knack for decorating or, you know, seasonal decorating. And it's a great opportunity to showcase what you know, provide some tips, some ideas on how to create a more beautiful space. So that's number two, incorporating 3 to 4 pieces of content. So the idea is that you create a template and you have those 3 to 4 pieces of content within that template that you switch out every time you send a new email out. So number three is to make it personal. And this is something that I feel super strong about. So valuable information is always super important. Your market report, the community events that are taking place, all of that is really, really important. But what's equally important, and I might even argue even more important, is to be able to engage on a personal basis with your sphere of influence. So an example might be, maybe you're a music buff or a car enthusiast. If you're like me, you have a love for yoga and meditation. So whatever it might be, let people know about it. Tell them where they can find you in your community, or inspire them with a lyric or your favorite quote or a piece of trivia that's related to your passion, whatever it might be. What you'll find is that, you know, you'll put a smile on people's face. They'll nod their head when they read it. They'll, you know, feel like they know you a little bit better. They have some insights into who you are, that they have something in common with you. So making your email personal is a really important part of a successful email marketing campaign. So, okay, number four is to have a call to action. So this is kind of, call to action is the golden rule of all marketing, whether it's print, digital, or otherwise. So the question really is, what action do you want your reader to take? So you want to make sure you include a call to action at the end of each email. And even, you know, within each email. So if you've got a market report, you know, click to find out more about what's happening in your community. If you're showcasing a community event, click to get more information. And at the end, you know, I always say, what is it that you want them to do? If you're interested in buying or selling a home, reach out to me and make sure you have your phone number, your email, your website, your social media handles. Make sure you're giving the reader the greatest opportunity to be able to quickly and easily reach out to you. And the last piece is to be consistent. And consistency is really the key to any and all marketing. So they say that people need to see something at least 7 times before they're ready to take action. So you want to send your email newsletter out at least once a month. So a minimum of once a month, if not once a week or twice a month. That's even better, but you want to be able to get to a point where, you know, you have the content or you can easily create the content. Having that template to begin with is super important. It kind of takes a lot of the anxiety, if you will, away. Just knowing that you can go right into your email provider and just click into each area of content and update it with new, fresh content. So consistency is really, really key. I recommend a minimum of once a month. And if you can do it once a week or twice a month is even better. So start with a compelling headline, incorporate 3 to 4 pieces of content, make it personal, have a call to action, and be consistent. Those are 5 of the most, I think, important pieces in creating a successful email campaign. And in case you don't have an email provider, I want to share some of my favorites, and we'll put these in the show notes as well. So my personal favorite is MailChimp. The reason I like MailChimp is because it is pretty easy to use. Once you set up your template, it's pretty easy to convert it, duplicate your email and recreate a new email. And if you're using MailChimp, your first 1,000 contacts are free. So it's a great way to get started if you're not doing anything right now. Constant Contact is another good tool. And if you're looking for something a little bit more advanced, a little bit more sophisticated, ConvertKit is a great tool, as is Infusionsoft. Now, I've never personally used ConvertKit or Infusionsoft, but I know people who are using it and absolutely love both of those things. So I'll put links to those in the show notes. And I think that's it. So email marketing, it's not dead. It's extremely viable. And in my opinion, it's very, very important to your business. You want to build your email list. You want to create an email campaign that is going to engage people and get people to want to open it up and engage back with you. And I think that's it. So all right, everyone. Thanks for listening. And check out the show notes for the links to some of the things I talked about. And if you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. And of course, share it with your friends. So enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.